we go. Get up out of bed.
Get up with Jesse and Jules.
We do this occasionally on the show, is a segment called Dumb Crims.
Yes.
And traditionally, it's a battle between Australia and America of who has the dumbest criminal. Like once we had a bloke from Australia who literally tested on his mask outfits which one he wanted to use in front of the CCTV camera.
What an absolute idiot. This is like the radio version of Cops, people. Just think of it that way.
And so I've come across, and at the moment, I can't remember what the dumb crim was for, but America holds the crown at the moment, okay?
Yeah.
They have the idiot criminal. They were the last one. Unfortunately, it is coming back to Australia. We have the dumbest crim I've heard of lately. And the worst part is it's coming to WA.
What happened?
The dumbest criminal.
I've been out of the state, so I'm not too sure what's going on in the WA news at the moment.
The other day, a lady was arrested and charged after she allegedly tricked a man into handing over 10 grand through a suspected online romance scam. That's a really disgusting thing to do because, like, you're preying on people who really are just looking for love and affection, right?
This is the first time I've actually heard of a female doing it to a male. Usually it's the other way around.
Yeah, and I was just like, okay, that's a horrible, horrible thing to do, right? And so the charges are ongoing, and I think she appears in, she's from Bunbury. She's in Bunbury Magistrates Court on Thursday. And basically what she did is gain the trust. It's the typical scammer kind of behavior. She gained the trust of the man online, requested him to forward her a bit of cash, and then just, you know, stopped getting back to him. $10,000, huge amount of money.
$10,000? I wouldn't even send 10 bucks.
Yeah. Now, from here, the story goes a little bit weird. Now, I don't know exactly how it works, but it looks like what happened when she got the money, she then forwarded it on to a scammer based in Nigeria.
You have got to be kidding me.
Now, I don't know
where the scammer got scared.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't know whether she had something going on with that person or whether she has just been subsequently scammed by someone else.
And what an idiot.
But regardless of what happened, I'm just glad that the money she stole from someone else is essentially stolen from her.
Like, oh my God.
That is one of the dumbest things I have ever heard.
So they're going to court this Thursday. They kind of want to go and sit in just to see what the what she's got to say.
But yeah, so there you go. WA holding the record for dumbest crims. And it has traditionally gone Australia, America, Australia, America. So I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that we don't go back-to-back here. We need a dumb American criminal.
I'm just absolutely dumbfounded. Anyway, well, I'm sure she's going to marry her Nigerian prince one day soon, though, right?
Well, that's what happens.
Yeah.
That's how I understand
it. Hopefully he'll use that $10,000 to bail her out of jail.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's heard from him.
That's what happens when I get those Nigerian emails. That's how it works for me.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch-up on Hit FM.
We're taking your calls this morning on 13 12 16. What fads did your kids ditch or fads that you did as a kid, and this is where your parents spent a lot of money giving you what you demanded while it was trending, only for you to then ditch it a couple of months later, weeks or days, because it just wasn't trending anymore.
Yeah, because one of the mums here, Kaz, was talking about loom bands, you were telling me, which are apparently some jewellery thing that kids were doing.
Oh, they were just little rubber band things that you would use to make bracelets.
Beautiful
and things
jewelry.
And necklaces. Well, yeah.
For about 5 seconds.
I'm sorry. Still shocked. You don't know what they are.
But apparently they went out of fashion and now Kaz has a box full of these things.
Yeah.
And her kids are like, yeah, I don't care. Like, I'm not interested anymore. So we asked on 13, 12, 16, what fads did your kids ditch or what did you ditch? Who do we have this morning?
Nikki from Australind. What fads did your kids ditch?
When I was younger, my sister and I used to get, or we begged and begged and begged for one of those little robotic dogs.
Oh yeah. Was it called Ibo or something like that?
Yeah, my sister had the cat and I had the dog. And then I think, they lasted, I think, about 3 weeks. And then we ended up paying more attention to our own dogs.
Yeah.
But they were expensive.
I was about to say that.
Yeah, no, it was a begged Christmas present, I think it was, in the end.
And it lasted 3 weeks. Did you break it or did you just stop caring?
Just stop caring. I'm more fascinated in Barbies and everything
else. I feel sorry for your real dog that would have got no attention for those 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah, probably.
No, the dog.
Loved by my mum more than anything.
Alrighty, Jasmine from Bunbury, wrap this one up for us, mate. What fad did your kids ditch?
Well, it wasn't my kids, it was me.
Yeah.
When I was younger, the DSs, when they first come out, nagging mum.
Yes.
The Nintendo.
Nagging and nagging and nagging. And then as soon when I got one, it was about Christmas time, I didn't know she was getting it or anything, but like by then it was like outdated and there was a new one out.
Yeah.
She just spent all that money on games.
Because they're like a couple hundred bucks, aren't they?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
That's bad, yeah.
But see, that's what happens when your parents take so long to buy. Like, if you don't buy it straight away, you know, you don't get time to use it because once it's out, it's out.
I love that you're blaming it on the parents.
No, I know. My mum and Jules would wait for it to go on sale. And by that stage,
I don't
it
want
is
it
way out. I'm going to act excited.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM, the best show featuring a guy called Jesse and a girl called Jules. Probably.
And Jules, I have to tell a little story here that has a little three-letter word in it that is just not usually appropriate.
What is it?
Right. Well, no, can't. I'll tell you the word in a sec. Let me set the scene for you. Okay.
Right.
So a mum, her son is graduating from high school.
Right.
And not from high school, from university, from college in the US. Right. And she has ordered a cake for his graduation party, right? And he's got writing on the cake to say congratulations and a few other things, right? She calls up the bakery department and asks for the cake and for the writing and has told them what words she would like in there. They're like, yep, no worries. You send us through the text because often things can be, you know, misconstrued over the phone, so they want the spelling correct.
Yeah,
they ask you to email it through. So she's emailed it through and just assumed that if, you know, anything needed to change, she would hear from them. No. They just decided what she sent them through was not PC, and so they would censor it out for her.
Right? And just not put that word on the cake?
Yeah, so they just put, like, it was a little three-letter word, --, right? So, and she went to go and pick up the cake and was like, excuse me, what is this? This is not what I emailed you.
Yeah.
They said, we will not be printing that word that you asked for us to print on the cake. That's
what was it?
Disgusting.
What was it?
It turns out her son had graduated summa cum laude at college.
Summa cum laude.
Right.
What's that?
Which is Latin. It's an American thing. I don't know why they do it, but it means with the highest distinction.
Okay.
So her son had done really, really well, right? The three-letter word in the middle is pronounced cum in Latin.
Right.
Spelt C-U-M. And the supermarket was like, you're disgusting. We're not printing this on your cake. But my favorite part is that everyone at the party saw summa --, Loudy, and she had to explain it to everyone, including her 70-year-old mother, his grandma.
My goodness.
Dear, why isn't there a word on there? Yeah. Well, Mum, let me tell you.
They wouldn't put the word come on there.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Well, if you didn't know, Netflix's 13 Reason Why Season 2, it finally went up on Friday.
Have you watched it all?
No, I actually haven't yet because I've been busy in the last couple of days going home, visiting family
and stuff.
Oh, you got things
to do, yeah.
But I did watch the first one, 13 Reasons Why, and, you know, it did come out, I guess, with some critical praise.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, oh, this is really good.
Controversial.
It was very controversial. A lot of experts coming out saying, you know, they feared that, you know, the graphic content of it all and what the subject was about with 13 Reasons Why would cause adolescents to, you know, go towards that.
Yeah, copycat.
And yeah, exactly. So there were some concerns about that. But now season two has come out. It came out on Friday. A lot of calls for it to actually be removed because it's more graphic.
Is season two more full on?
Yes.
So when
you think it just couldn't get any worse than the first one, because I remember watching the first one, and I watched it last year as a 30-year-old, and I was like, oh my goodness, like I get what the message that they're trying to get across of, you know, be mindful of how you treat people because, you know, these things can happen. It was quite disturbing. So now there's a call for it to actually be removed from Netflix. And mental health experts have come out saying, you know, it is quite disturbing. And that if an adolescent is going to watch it, or if your kids do have access to Netflix, to ensure that you actually watch it with them so that you can talk to them about it as well, because you don't want them watching it and then leaving with certain, you know, thoughts a misunderstanding of it.
But correct me if I'm wrong, can't you, if you don't want your kids to watch that on Netflix, can't you limit their subscription, like their login? Can't you just block it on theirs?
Oh, to be honest, I don't even know whose Netflix account I have at the moment. I don't know. I'd have to bring that up with the person who owns the account. But I'm pretty sure you do have like certain sections in Netflix, so everyone's got their own account.
Yeah.
I guess you can, you know, if you've got young kids, you can set that so they can only watch kids shows. Yeah, I know. But even for adolescents, though, like, you know, they still have access to it.
You're 16 years old. You're on a kid's account. Sorry. Yeah. Bad luck.
If you want to find out what else is trending, go to hit.com.au.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch up on Hit FM.
Another little bit of UK news. The wedding, the royal reception, has made headlines because apparently it's a little bit more bogan than you would have expected, right?
Yeah.
Royals, very classy, you know, lots of tradition and a lot of, you know, etiquette goes into those kind of functions. But Megs and Prince Harry thought they'd, you know, loosen things up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Their reception featured a burger bar stalls, whiskey bars, candy floss, games to play. They had acts performing, a DJ, a dance floor. That's all fairly...
Sounds like my 30th birthday.
Like it's like a
21st birthday.
It's kind of normal stuff for us.
Yeah.
Like it's quite a cool, fun event.
Yeah.
Probably not quite normal for a royal reception.
Do you reckon
right?
they were like, oh, let's go a little bit, you know, do something else different, and then, you know, it's something that, yeah, is normal for us.
Yeah. And
but
like,
different
yeah.
for them, right?
They're like, let's get wild.
Yeah.
And they've done something that is completely normal for the rest of society.
Oh, I love it.
They also had a cocktail called When Harry Met Meghan, which was a rum-based drink with a hint of ginger ale, which I like. I like that.
Awesome.
They partied till like 1 a.m., so all pretty standard kind of gear for a normal reception.
Look, I kind
right?
of would have, as a guest, I would have been a bit disappointed. Like, I would have thought by going to, you know, a royal wedding, royal reception, to have all the, you know, the royal things. Because when would you ever experience that?
It would have looked
that?
Like scenes out of the Titanic.
Oh, right? No, it's just, yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, I could have this party at home.
That's exactly right. But the thing that really got me about the royal reception, this is my favourite thing, is that not only did they have all of that there, they also had several rounds of beer pong
this
going on.
Is absolutely brilliant.
Which I'm so stoked about. And an insider has said that apparently Serena Williams, the superstar tennis player, played beer pong like it was tennis and just got stuck right in. And she was so into it.
Was she up against the queen? Or
that's what I was thinking. It's like Serena versus the queen. And the queen's got Philip on her team. And she's like, go, Philip. Shield him from behind the table. You'll nail it, Philip.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM. The best show featuring a guy called Jesse and a girl called Jules. Probably.
And you want to be a part of a world record?
Absolutely, I do.
Well, today is your lucky day.
What do I need to do?
Australia, right across Australia, we are smashing our own world record, because we hold it already, of the most people stargazing at multiple venues.
Right.
So it's for 10 minutes. Everyone has to be doing it for 10 minutes solid.
Okay.
And basically you sign up to what they call a star party, which I think is a pretty cool name. No superstars going, but you get to go stargazing. So everyone gets in this big group.
Yeah.
And you lie down on the ground or on your chair or on your beanbag or whatever you want to take. And for 10 minutes, you and all these other people
just watch the stars.
Like watch the moon or the stars or whatever.
Yeah.
But you have to watch the whole time because it's that 10-minute record period.
Well, definitely lie down so you don't get a kink neck from like looking up.
Exactly.
Oh, this would be so cool to do this, like if you live in the wheat belt, like somewhere where you're away from that glow of
because,
the lights.
Yeah, regional WA would be one of the best places in the world to do this. Now, the record is currently just under 8,000, 7,960 people, and it was done by the Australian National University in 2015 over in Canberra.
Yeah.
But this week, today, they're doing it across 37 different locations or something like that. And they they've already at the university in Canberra already got like over 3,000 people going. So they've already got like half of the world record
Yeah.
So we're going to smash this. But if you want to be involved, right, you do have to kind of RSVP or let them know you're coming, like register.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you can't be a part of the record.
Otherwise they can't cover you for food and drinks. So where do we go to register?
Okay, so you can go and check online, but because it's a different location everywhere in WA. I've got the WA locations for you.
Okay.
So if you're in Bunbury, the Bunbury Recreation Oval, which is like near the Runners Club.
Okay.
Collie, the Collie Public Library. Kalgoorlie is Museum of the Goldfields. And I know that their one is technically sold out, so you can't buy a telescope or anything. Like, they don't have any left because the people have signed up for it all.
Yeah.
But you can still go and take your own, I believe.
Okay.
So that's the Kalgoorlie one. Kellabarran and Districts Club. Koji, the Kojanup Function Centre, or the Glenlossie Kojanup Function Centre.
Yeah.
Coolin, the Coolin Visitor District Zone, Discovery Zone, sorry. So those are all of the WA locations.
Okay, where can we find that information, though?
So you have to Google.
Star Party?
Stargazing Live Star Parties.
Stargazing Live Star Party. All right.
Yeah, so the record is for most people stargazing multiple venues. If you Google that you'll find
them. That is so cool. Well, yeah, jump on there so you can work out the times and stuff of when everyone's doing it. Or do you know when the time is?
I believe it's at 6 o'clock. So you have to go.
What? It's still up.
Yeah, well, not this time of year. I think maybe the event starts at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
I've clearly researched this really, really well.
Sorry, you know I'm asking 1,001 questions. All right.
But I just saw an awesome opportunity for everyone in WA. If you want to be a part of a world record.
Oh, can we go?
Yeah, sure, why not?
That was a lie.
Well, I mean, let's check with the people at the Bunbury Rec Oval first.
To make sure there's...
to see if there's some spots left for it.
Okay, yeah.
But, if you want to be a part of a world record... Let's do it.
Yeah, no, let's go.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch up on Hit FM.
We're doing Worst Joke Wednesday, Jules.
Yes.
And this is the segment of bad jokes that are so bad that they're good. I don't even think we give ours again. Ours are pretty average this morning.
Oh, I wanted to change mine because I've got another one. How does the butcher introduce his wife?
I don't know.
Meat patty. Thanks.
Pretty glad it is. So we throw it out to WA 13, 12, 16. Jules, who do we have this morning?
Imogen from Capel. Babe, what is your worst joke Wednesday today?
Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know.
To get to the idiot's house.
Is that my house?
Knock, knock.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Get going.
Oh, who's there?
Oh, sorry. How did we get that wrong? Sorry, Imogen.
Start again, darling.
Start again.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Chicken.
Chicken who?
I'm the chicken. I just crossed the road.
Oh, that was a really good setup. And you had to fight through it because we completely screwed that up.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
Imogen, that is very, very good, mate. Thank you for the call this morning.
Michelle from Australand. What's your worst joke Wednesday?
Hello, morning. What's older men and dog poo got in common?
Older men and dog food.
Dog food or dog poo?
Dog poo.
Oh, dog poo.
I don't know.
Oh, the older they get, the easier they are to pick up.
I do like that. That's very good.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Thanks for the call this morning, mate.
No worries. Bye.
Bye. Sivo from Australand. What's your worst joke Wednesday today?
What side of the duck has the most feathers?
What side of the duck has the most feathers? The top of the duck? I don't know.
The outside.
The outside.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Okay, got another one.
What do you call a security guard outside the Samsung office?
I don't know.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Ah, that's pretty good. I saw that one the other day.
Yes.
And here's the best one.
Okay.
What's the last thing they do to a tickle me Elmo before they send him out of the factory?
Test these tickles?
They give him a couple of test tickles.
Very well done. Very well done. Steve-O, thanks for the call this morning,
mate.
You've been listening to the Jesse and Jules catch up on Hit FM.